Many who struggle to get pregnant find they're not able to access fertility treatment for financial and other reasons. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousry reports patients with sickle cell disease face even greater challenges.
Tiana Wolford has always known she wanted to have exactly 6 kids. Why 6?
Everyone asks me that. I don't know where that number came from. I felt like 4 wasn't enough, and I never wanted an odd number of children. So I don't know, 6 just seems like a good number.
Wolford is hooked up to pain meds and IV fluids at a hospital in Baltimore as we speak. She had gone into a sickle cell pain crisis a few days earlier. Wolford was born with sickle cell disease, a genetic disorder that makes red blood cells misshapen, causing pain and a host of other problems. By the time she turned 15, she'd had both her hips replaced and needed regular blood transfusions. Her liver was failing, and she had frequent pain crises.
There's just so many complications, infections, hospitalizations, and so by the time I graduated high school, I just felt like defeated, depressed.
One cure for sickle cell disease is a bone marrow transplant. The cells that make sickle blood are replaced with healthy ones to make healthy blood. The procedure comes with risks, relies on finding a match, and not everyone is eligible. But if it works, it can be life-changing. Wolford enrolled in a clinical trial where they're able to use even a half-matched donor. Then she learned a transplant meant exposure to chemotherapy drugs that could affect her fertility. That gave her pause. She was 19 at the time and still wanted half a dozen kids.
And this doctor, he looked at me and he was like, well, honestly, with all the complications you've already had from sickle cell, I don't know why you're even worried about this process making you infertile, because you're probably already infertile. That was the first time that I had heard that sickle cell could affect fertility.
She held out hope because freezing her eggs was still an option. Then she learned it would cost tens of thousands of dollars and her insurance wouldn't cover it. She found that some charitable foundations help cover costs, but only cancer patients qualify.
So long story short, I went through with the transplant kind of feeling like if I was going to be cured from sickle cell, it'd be a fair trade-off to give up my dream of biological children.
Turns out the transplant didn't work. Wolford's body rejected it.
Here I am at 30, still have sickle cell, and I'm infertile.
The vast majority of sickle cell patients in the U.S. are Black. And because of systemic racism, they just don't have access to the same kinds of resources and social capital, says Dr. Lydia Pecker. She studies fertility and sickle cell disease at Johns Hopkins University. And it's not just the finances. Medical guidelines help ensure kids with cancer exposed to chemo are referred for fertility preservation. Pecker says the lack of such guidelines for sickle cell means patients may not always get that referral.
We've just decided that we're comfortable with this paradigm where the treatment is pitted against fertility, right? Like you can have treatment or you can have fertility. But what we say in cancer care is you can have treatment and you can have fertility, right?
Granted, even for cancer patients, Medicaid coverage of fertility preservation varies by state. And Pecker says in states that mandate coverage from private insurers,
some of them only offer fertility preservation or cover fertility preservation for people with cancer, right? So sickle cell is just left out altogether.
And that's a real issue, because even without undergoing a transplant or other treatments, sickle cell disease itself can damage the body in ways that make it hard for both men and women to have children. It's why Tiana Wolford launched a nonprofit to raise awareness and funding to help patients afford fertility treatment.
Most days it's empowering, but on some days it's really hard because I don't think a lot of people realize that I'm fighting for something that I didn't have access to.
Today, Wolford is 30, and her doctors say her ovarian reserves are now almost undetectable. So lately, she's been trying to come to terms with the fact that she may never conceive a child. Farah Yousry, Side Effects Public Media.
This story is supported by a grant from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism. Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.